This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind, another hour of, we hope, radio excellence for you. Interesting conversation. We'll have Congressman Kelly Armstrong back again soon. Take some more questions. We're getting a bunch of texts now for him. We'll save him for next time, okay? He'll be on again next week when we're down at the border. We were chatting with Jim, the flagpole guy, a moment ago, and we didn't get a chance to get to his Light on Liberty, which is always good. We're going to do that, and then we're going to chat with Chuck Hoge in just a moment here from the NDSU Research Park. Flagpole Jim, give me a little Light on Liberty, would you, sir?
Well, Scott, just very pleased to announce that this year is looking to be very productive and very big, and there's a lot of interest out there, and as we go about these next few weeks, we're going to be tabulating all of the orders and putting them all into one big order for May, and now's the time if you're interested in a flagpole to get in on that first order. I can provide the best deals, and it also helps as with the schedule, as we're better positioned this year than we've been in the last couple of years to be productive and to assemble flagpoles in order and very high quality. Really happy to be in that position, Scott, and very happy to have all the interest that we've had so far, all the way as far as Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Well, we love it. That's why we call it the voice of the Northern Plains. 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, and KLTC. A lot of great listeners out there, a lot of patriots out there. They love your Light on Liberty, and flying the flag is the best way to do that. So give Jim a call and get going. Another great year in 2019. It's going to be fun. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
God bless America is right. 701-571-FLAG or at ndflagpoleguy.com. Our next guest has been a business giant for a lot of years in this part of the world. Worked for Bobcat for a number of years. Came to North Dakota to take on that position. Worked for Otter Power and since 2001, has been on the board of the research park at NDSU and announced recently he'll be leaving that post and heading back to his native Michigan. But North Dakota's fared well from his talents. Chuck Hoge joins us on What's On Your Mind. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Busy times right now.
Yeah, no kidding. We kind of don't want you to move back to Michigan, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I hear. It's nice to feel the love from everybody in North Dakota, but I've been here nearly 30 years, and I'm going to miss the people around here, but you know, family matters call, and I was taught to honor mom and dad, and mom needs to move someplace and can't do it on her own, so I need to go take care of her and do some other things at the same time.
Does not surprise me at all. What is the NDSU Research Park for folks that aren't familiar with what you do there?
Well, the Research Park was formed in early 2000 by NDSU, and it was a place for companies to come together to try to commercialize technology at NDSU. But at the time, NDSU and this region was losing a lot of students that were moving other places for good jobs. So the goal was to create high-paying jobs that people would want to stay in our area and take those jobs. It was to help diversify our economy, which is still our big goal today. And I think also create a place where startup companies could come and be successful, get some help, and get some incubation in our business incubator.
So having been on that board that got this off the ground, you look back now after all this time as a board member and also the last 5 years as the director, did it accomplish those goals? What are your favorite examples
of
how it's worked?
I think absolutely. And when we look at some of our graduates from our incubator, Intelligent Insights, Appareo, Myriad Mobile, Triton Systems, Pedigree, those are some of the companies that are still in the area and are doing quite well. Just last year, we graduated four companies with another three that are graduating this year. And
when you say graduate a company, you're incubating the company there. You're giving them advice and counsel. What do you do with them?
Yeah, so that's what we do. We try to give them basically what do they need. They may need to come and prove their technology. They need to do some research. They need to build out their first minimal viable product. But at some point in time, they grow large enough to where now they can handle it on their own. They grow their own little wings, and they can fly off and go and create jobs and do that on their own. And, you know, I think it's all about that economic development. And one of the things we do know is between our current park tenants, which also, by the way, includes John Deere Electronic Solutions and Appareo, now we have just under 1,400 jobs in the park and with graduate companies. And those jobs generate just about $85 million in just salaries alone, not counting all the other added benefits of that. And the average pay of those jobs is just under $64,000, and that's maybe 15% higher than the average in the area. So we're just really proud of the fact that of all of those jobs, 1,300 of them, just under 40% of them are held by graduates of North Dakota institutions. So the original idea of creating high-paying jobs, keep people in North Dakota, we think the technology park is an excellent example of how government, business, the university come together and create a place where people can flourish.
Wow. Yeah, because obviously just the basic simple workforce needs of not only new companies, like they're part of the research park or graduates of the research park, but everybody is unbelievable. So if you can move the trend to have the positions available that are worthy of these kids coming out of college and staying to, you've changed the game, right?
Absolutely. And if you do recall, in the early 2000s, we had that out-migration of great talent. And when we create high-paying jobs, now there's a lot of other things that happen at the same time. You know, what's also good today is Fargo's become kind of a cool place to live and work and play, and there's lots of activities, and there's so much vibrancy to the startup community and all of the things that go on. There's a lot more entertainment options, and so when young people today graduate from schools, they look at their opportunity, but they look around the surrounding community and they see great things. And if we can create jobs here, I'm confident we can keep our students right here. And you know, it's all about in today's world, companies go places because of workforce availability, and we need to support that.
So how do you decide who is a worthy tenant or is someone that could actually be like Alex Warner has got an idea for, you know, the smart technology to stick on everything that moves and engines and everything else. It's just an idea, but he comes in and then, you know, obviously Pedigree Technologies is born out of that and takes off. But how do you know this is, you know, what kind of criteria do you have?
Well, the first thing is we want it to be something that's high tech because we are a technology park. So if you're a retail business or something like that where there's not technology used, then you would not be a good candidate. We first would probably look at NDSU professors where they're transferring some technology that they may have created in their research and they now want to start a company. And so we'll look at those companies first. And I think over the years we've had, you know, probably half a dozen of those types of companies in the incubator. And then next we look at just what type of potential. We're not, you know, it's kind of like when you start companies, it's like sprinkling seed out there. You know, we don't always want to pick the winners. We know if you plant enough seeds, some of those are going to grow up to oak trees. And so we will let people in the park. Part of it is we have space for it, but we also want companies that want to be coached. So if you're a company and you say, nope, I'm going to do this on my own, you're not a good candidate to be in the research park or in the incubator. It's great. Right now we have just under 20 startup companies. And when you see the vibrancy of all those companies and you see them helping each other and see the synergies and they'll ask each other, hey, I'm hiring a new employee. How do I onboard them? How do I get medical insurance? Oh, I need this type of development software. Who do you know? And the cooperation and the teamwork that they go into it, they really kind of create a little spirit within the research park all by itself.
I know the University of North Dakota has a Center of Innovation up there and has done something similar with businesses, not on the technology-specific side, but kind of, you know, different skill sets to be an incubator. Who's doing it the best of anybody? When you look at not just North Dakota, NDSU, UND, but just is this something that's taking off on campuses across the country?
Well, we're not doing anything that's unique. I mean, research parks were started, you know, many, many years ago. But what is interesting is that research parks originally started out mainly as a real estate play. It was a little bit like the industrial parks the city has, where if you plot out ground and you put spaces for companies, they would go there, but they were kind of silos in and amongst themselves. And most research parks today do have some type of an incubator building. Some are now going to an accelerator, which is more of a formal program over a 6 to 10, 12-week period. But what's happening now is that you're trying to create more opportunities for people to get together and collaborate on things. And I mentioned a minute ago how our companies do that day in and day out, and that's the fun part to see, where they build on each other's ideas, they help make each other successful, they partner with each other, and that's sort of the way research parks are done today. You know, we aren't unique. You know, UND's been doing it probably longer than we have with our Center for Innovation, and I like to think we do very, very similar types of things. Maybe the approach is somewhat different. But the other thing I mentioned, I forgot to mention, is our center here also supports a North Dakota Department of Commerce program called Innovate ND. So if you are a startup company in a technology type of a field, you can get up to $24,000 from the state to help you start your company. You apply at the state level, but then the local entrepreneur centers, for us, it's the Research Park here at NDSU, the Center of Innovation, and also the Bismarck has a center as well.
Interesting. Chuck, thanks for being a great addition to the community, great part of the business community, good leader, good character, good godly man. I enjoy our friendship, and I wish you well when you leave, and thanks for telling us a little bit about your good work at the Research Park.
Well, you're very welcome, Scott. Thanks for all your support.
Take care. Chuck Hoagie from the North Dakota State University Research Park. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand-new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're at NDSU today. There is a major announcement coming up at 11 o'clock today, billed as a historic philanthropic investment. That's about all that is publicly known about today. There's rumbles about a significant gift, not one, not five, not ten, but more than that, $1 million, and also a well-known political and business family in the United States, rather, that is behind it. But those are rumors. We'll find out what's true at 11 o'clock today, and we will have that on Facebook for you as well. So that's why we are at NDSU today with the program brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. One of my favorite things to talk about on the program is affordable, reliable energy, and reminding you that when you flip on the switch, it's no accident that you have reliable energy. We just expect it to be on, right? Oh, lights on, I flip the switch. Well, without coal, that's not possible. It isn't. That's a baseload energy, needs to be a baseline energy resource. There's all of the above energy solutions that could be added into the different mix, but without coal, the fundamentals of affordable, reliable energy start to crumble. So that's why we encourage you, when there's constantly this, you know, global warming, you know, eco-terrorist jihad against this industry, it's against North Dakotans that we can look in the eye. Good, wonderful people, hardworking folks that work all throughout the lignite industry, power plants, the coal mines, the suppliers, providing affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. So I promised that I would interview my favorite NDSU alumnus today on the program, and that's kind of a short list, I'm just saying. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Campbell, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's great to be an honor to be
You're my favorite.
Short list.
Yeah, you're my favorite. Absolutely. It's, you know why it is? You introduced me to Frisco. See, Frisco
yes.
is just something you know, you hear about on the radio. You watch on the game, and you said you need to be there. So
that was about three. I've gone to the six of the last seven.
It was the second one, I think.
Second one,
yeah,
okay.
Second championship, second or third. Yeah.
You kind of wimped out, though. You haven't come back since. You know, we don't get tired of winning at NDSU. I don't know about you.
Well, I can't remember why I've not been there, but I've been busy. Yeah, trust me on this one thing. Anyway, what have you been up to? We obviously, like I said earlier, I didn't want to say who you were, but I said I'll give you a clue. You've seen him on TV. You've heard about him in the news, and that's the dilemma. You were as a candidate for Congress, as a candidate for the Senate and the House, and of course before that, known as a successful farmer and businessman, banker, and in our great state, and we haven't seen you for a while. The audience haven't. I have. I have the pleasure of a friendship with Tom, so it's pretty easy. But tell folks what you've been up to.
Well, I've been just kind of keeping busy on some committees and boards and just overseeing some of our businesses we're involved with. But basically right now I'm kind of taking a little bit of time out. It's the first time in my life I've basically haven't had a direct purpose or incentive in the morning to get up, like I have been all my lives, and that I don't really necessarily like. You have to have a purpose and incentive, and granted, I can keep as busy as I want to, but that's not where my heart is. My heart's really in, you know, public service, politics. I miss Bismarck. I couldn't run for both, so my Senate seat in our state, District 19, was up, so I couldn't run for that. So I'm no longer a state senator. That was 6 years I spent there. I really enjoyed that, got to meet a lot of people. So lots of things have been changing, and I'm just looking for an opportunity to come out. I've got some different options I'm pursuing and looking at with some of the people that put pressure on me not to run, that said they may find some different things for me to do. So right now I'm just kind of just taking one day at a time, and it's been fun. It's amazing how busy I've been with really no purpose or incentive for each day, but it's been fun.
You say put pressure on you not to run. You're talking about the primary battle between yourself and Kelly Armstrong. Do you regret not doing that?
Well, you know, I could write a book about that someday, which I maybe will. At times, yes, but I think I had some pretty strong direction for me to bow out. I was called by a person with lots of wealth that strongly encouraged me not to run. And then my son sent me some scripture that Sunday, just happened to be it's some powerful scripture that he just coincidentally happened to hear at a church that was almost speaking right to me. And then Governor Doug Burgum called me. So it was pretty loud and clear, and I communicated with you as well, some of my friends. And I think the jury was out that I should probably just bow out. Was the congressional seat worth it to go through what I may have had some challenges? So yes and no. Some days I wonder if I should have ran because I spent, you know, quite a bit of money and time and canvassing the state. A lot of my donors and people were frustrated. Why didn't you go to the primary? So, but yet I think in the end, I think there's another door, another opportunity, and I'll be ready on the sidelines and waiting for that to happen.
Obviously, the campaign you ran was impressive enough to make you darn near a household name. I mean, you sort of followed the Burgum model of, you know, saying, okay, I'm going from the private sector into a statewide office here, and I want people to know who I am and what I stand for. So that bought you, you know, that level of you know, connection to North Dakota people. Do you want to use that again? Do you want to run for something?
You know, possibly, if the opportunity was there. You know, I'm a man of the people, and I got a chance to meet so many people, and I've always have been and always will be. And I think I miss that, you know, having the opportunity to help people, like when I was in District 19 state senator. I really enjoyed, there's so many people, the common folk, that I had a chance to relate to and shake hands and listen to and bring them some bills or different opportunities. So that's where my heart is, and I think if the good Lord has a future for me in politics or, you know, public service of some sort, I'll be there ready to wait. And so I'm ready to go. But that's where my heart is in helping others.
Well, I obviously, Tom is a friend of mine, and so I told you that, and I just love the idea, even if you were not a friend of mine, of having people with business acumen be in business. I think that's what Donald Trump's proved more than anything. Okay, we gave the politicians a try here, right? We moved from citizen legislators, as the founding fathers envisioned, into more of sort of entrenched folks that are there, and the bureaucracy getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we have many failures. We have many failures in just basic, decent, you know, what America is supposed to stand for, what our government is supposed to do. And so we need business people there. We do. So, I mean, that's a public service, just as you did to run for the state Senate and win and serve 6 years, and also in saying, send me to Washington, D.C. So, I mean, don't you think? I don't know that America can survive the wave that's coming without some business acumen, like Donald Trump is doing, just saying enough. Enough.
No, and that's a good point, I think. And you know, I've always supported Donald Trump, and I still support him, but yet I'm losing some respect for him because, you know, a true leader in anything, whether it's your radio station or my businesses or anybody anywhere, a leader needs to bring his organization or group together. There's always going to be opposing sides, I don't care how big or small your company is. And, you know, he's done a phenomenal amount of great things. I won't challenge that. He's done, you know, the list is long, and he continues to do well. He's drained the swamp. He's a business guy, pro-business. Unemployment's low. The tax laws, it's just, the list goes on. But at the end of the day, he's splitting and wedging our country even farther apart. And just
don't you think that's an end to the means, though? I mean, to get rid of the people that will do, I mean, the guy can do nothing right in the eyes of the left. So how in the world do you bring those people together?
Well,
right,
he should try anyway, because, you know, he should bring people from the left and maybe compromise and communicate with them more instead of wedging them like Hillary. You know, he slammed her 2 days ago about when she said she wasn't going to run. Gosh, he should have maybe wished her luck and had her come over and maybe take some advice for her instead of just, you know, strengthening that wedge. That's just my opinion anyway.
More on this when we come back. We'll chat a couple more minutes with Senator Tom Campbell, and we'll also visit with Executive Director of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Stay tuned.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Hey, USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump, and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kind of have a hankering for Schweitzer's. Can you smell that? It's North Dakota bread, beef on the grill. That's what it is. I don't know about you, but I've been grilling. That's the only way I can stay sane when it's this cold. I'm firing up the grill. And Schweitzer's has the best beef, North Dakota beef. And lots of options for you to choose from. So tell them Scott sent you, get a special discount on all the great sausage, too, that they have. Schweitzer's is located in front of Don's, the Dan Supermarket and Runnings, right there off Washington. So tell them Scott sent you. 625 South Washington Street, you tell them Scott sent you in. You're going to get a great deal on some homemade country-style sausages, original garlic, cheddar sausages, and, of course, they got the burgers, they got all cuts of beef, pork, and a lot more. Schweitzer's, tell them Scott sent you, okay? Back on What's on Your Mind, 27 before the top of the hour. So here is a text that I just got about our previous conversation, talking to Senator Tom Campbell about what the future holds for him. And at the end, you mentioned how impressed you are with Donald Trump and what he's accomplished, but not the fact that he is not bringing people together, because that's what any good leader needs to do. Quote from the texter, I was a fan of Tom Campbell, but now I'm not so much. He's no different than any other left-winger or never-Trumper. Always saying he's putting a wedge in between the country. I'm sick and tired of people like that. And another texter, why in the heck would you congratulate Hillary for not running again? She has so much blood on her hands that women should be in jail. Both these sentiments are strong sentiments that I hear some version of regularly on this program. And I characterize it as this. They're from forgotten Americans. They see someone not afraid to fight for them, finally, after all the games the swamp plays. And they're willing to forgive a little bit of, he's not so North Dakota nice. He's not so Minnesota nice. He's not so South Dakota nice. He's a New York real estate developer. What you said to me before the break about he should do this differently, or don't tweet that out, or kind of bring people together, almost verbatim from what Senator John Thune told me in his office about a year into the presidency. And John Thune's a friend of mine, great senator from South Dakota, good guy, now number two leader in the Republican Senate. He said just that. We were off the air. We were not on the air. We were off the air. He just said, I just wish you'd just, stop this stuff. And now, why pick fights with people? Don't punch down. And kind of all the things you're saying, Tom. And I just, out of nowhere, said, why would you want him to stop doing what got him elected?
Well,
so I'll ask you the same thing.
It's a good question, but, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm a big Trump supporter, always have been. I went way out on a limb, way before even Senator Cramer did, way back, and supported him when everybody thought I was nuts when there was like 11 or 13 of them running for the Republican presidency. And don't get me wrong, I'm not betraying him or anything, but I just think that a true leader needs to unite his group. The way this country is going, it really, really scares me with Cortez, the strong left. Every single Democratic presidential candidate is endorsing the new Green Deal that Cortez is on. And to me, that's just wacky. It doesn't even make sense. But yet, I'm concerned. Maybe you and I are old enough that we'll outlive this. But I tell you what, if this sentiment keeps going on and on and on, it's going to be tough. There's just with a guy last night. He was with we hired for our hospital addition going on. He's from St. Paul. Good guy. And I found out he's pretty liberal. And we got into some of this battles and stuff. And he made the comment, he said, I just wish we could see more compromising going on. You know,
but tell him to tell the liberals to compromise. This is what I don't get. Their idea of compromise is the Green New Deal. We'll just take trains over the ocean.
But you remember, you're hearing the extreme left radical. Just like in many cases, you're hearing the extreme right radical.
Name one Democrat other than Joe Manchin that's willing to work with this president. They don't.
And it's unfortunate because, in my opinion, is because... And I'm not just blaming Trump, but yet Trump is just wedging it farther and farther for each side. And if he would reach out a little bit and work with both sides, I think he would maybe get along better. And that's just my opinion because I'm afraid he's alienated this country. We're having two countries that split, and it's getting worse and worse. And I don't like that. I've been involved in a lot of organizations and commodity groups and different things, and you have to try to unite and listen to the other side a little bit. And granted, it got him elected, but remember, it was pretty... close, and he didn't win the popular vote. Not that, you know, electoral votes right, and he won right and everything, but yet it split.
Well, I will say this. I mean, that strategy from the first campaign will not work when he had the benefit of running against a woman who is despised, right? Yeah. So he had the benefit of running against Hillary Clinton. He's never going to get that benefit again. But I think we discount him too easy and tell him how he should do things. And he got elected doing exactly that. Will it happen next time when he doesn't have Hillary Clinton? That's a good question because you and I are in the same spot. We want him reelected.
Oh, absolutely.
We want him back there. We're doing this because we like what he's doing. You know, we're
and this Cortez, the new Green Deal, that's perfect. I hope they keep running on that because that's so left and radical. Trump will just dominate that if they follow that. So, but yet eventually sometime, my kids, my grandkids, I'm concerned of the future of our country. We have to start trying to unite and working together with the big compromise of Thomas Jefferson.
I have a present for you before you leave here. Todd, are you near where you can fire up the... cut that is, let's see here. Trump is the wind blowing. Trump at CPAC. This is on the Green New Deal. President Trump at CPAC in an epic 2-hour-plus speech.
I listened to that. That was good. After he was in the hour for 40 hours coming back home from Korea.
Right. I mean, and just, it was incredible. I'd encourage everybody, just listen to it. Take it on a trip sometime so you can hear it. Because
and when I look at what's happening on the other side... I encourage it. I say, no, I think the new Green Deal, or whatever the hell they call it, the Green New Deal, right? Green New Deal. I encourage it. I think I think it's really something that they should promote. They should work hard on. It's something our country needs. Desperately, they have to go out and get it. But I'll take the other side of that argument only because I'm mandated to. I'm mandated. But they should stay with that argument. Never change. No planes. No energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up. Darling? Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
Or the sun shining.
Sure. That is a classic. And you could see it was very popular with the crowd. He couldn't even get a word back in edgewise. So, yes, Green New Deal, you and Donald Trump are on the same. You didn't even know he said that, and you just said it. Yeah. And we want to encourage it. We got to support it.
And don't get me wrong. I like Donald Trump. I support everything he's doing. But I'm just saying he should just maybe stop tweeting at 2 in the morning and wedging it. He should act more presidential. And he's so busy, he shouldn't have time to deal with the trivial things like splitting and commenting negatively on some of his opposition. And that's just my opinion. Just a little bit.
It's his style. It's his style.
And you never change him. He's 72 years old. You'll never change him. Don't even try. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to take a little good with the bad.
Yep.
Okay, last question. What's better, soybeans or potatoes?
Oh, that's a good question. We've always done better in potatoes. Potatoes is a little more risky, more input. You can hit the home run, but you can also lose a lot more money, where soybeans is more of a even keel. You get more average yields and average prices. The prices right now it's kind of in our area break even at best. So
are you planning to answer the question? What's better?
Well, for us, potatoes. We've been in potatoes all our lives, so we're set up with customers and stuff. So potatoes, without a doubt.
You had a MyPillow waiting for you if you would have answered soybeans, just so you know, because we're going to chat with Stephanie Sinner next.
I got a couple MyPillows.
Do you?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, I do.
Who doesn't? Do you have the Giza sheets, though?
No, I don't. I've seen them advertised, but I do not.
Yes. Tell them Scott sent you 30% off the My Dream Giza sheets, okay?
That's he's done well in advertising. There's no question about that.
He's a good guy. 30% plus free shipping off. 30% off plus free shipping. Call 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Thanks, Tom. Good to see you.
Great to be here, too, again. Take care, Scott.
I want to see Tom Campbell serving the citizens of North Dakota in some way, somehow, soon, because we need those kind of folks in public service. There's no doubt about it. All right, Stephanie Sinner is here, North Dakota Safety, North Dakota Soybean Council Executive Director. Stephanie, how did Tom do on that question, did you think?
Good morning. He did just fine, because it's about our farmers being successful.
There you go. Exactly right. Now, I think you might be the politician, actually. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's fantastic. And we have Stephanie on today to talk a little bit about the soybean farmers out there that might be interested in the United Soybean Board nomination. What is the United Soybean Board? What is their charge?
Yeah, the United Soybean Board is our national branch of the soybean farmers investing the soybean checkoff at the national level. So not only do we have the opportunity to be on a state board, North Dakota Soybean Council, but now we've got the opportunity to fill three of the seats on the national board. So they invest the U.S. soybean checkoff for all of U.S. soybean farmers.
Very interesting. Now, is that something where you typically have a lot of soybean growers that say, you know, hey, pick me, and you go through a nomination process and have to select them, or is it, you know, a matter of, hey, beating the bushes a little bit and trying to talk some very busy folks and growers into taking a leadership post?
No, this is, we usually get pretty good interest in this. This is a great opportunity to get involved in making change and creating, you know, a sustainable future for the soybean industry in the United States and in North Dakota. So we get a lot of interest out of it, but we do have the three seats to fill. We got a fourth seat on the board this year. That comes from a sustained level of increased production. And we ask interested farmers, fill out two forms. They're on our website, ndsoybean.org. Get those sent in to me by April 1st. And then we do an interview with the candidates, and then our soybean board gives the names of the nominees to Sonny Perdue, USDA Ag Secretary. He makes the final selection.
Great. Well, I hope folks take that to heart and do that. I want to ask you also about a lot of chatter coming out of the trade talks with China about a very large, as in millions of bushels, of soybeans from China. What do you know about? I mean, tell me a little bit about what you think the possibility is here out of this deal.
You know, we always remain hopeful that this is going to come through to the benefit of our North Dakota soybean producers. We've got beans that have to move. We're sitting on a lot of soybeans. We're sitting on a lot of there are good quality U.S. soybeans, and we know China needs them, and so we're hopeful this comes back online, especially as our farmers are starting to think about planting next year's crop. So hopefully this keeps on trending positively. Again, it's all about keeping our soybean farmers successful and productive. So we're optimistic.
Fantastic. Well, great chatting with you as always, and I hope we get a few more soybean farmers interested in that United Soybean Board nomination to be representing North Dakota well on a very important important committee. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. All right, folks, we'll take a break, come back, and our final segment is next. I should have done this earlier in the week, but I want to talk a little bit about General Daryl Schrader when we come back. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, all kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the saunas.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins, like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, and relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got at all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
High Plains Apache are the folks right here in North Dakota that sell you the best sprayer money can buy. We thank the good folks at High Plains Apache for being a long-time sponsor of What's On Your Mind. I think they've almost been with us from the beginning, Todd. Have they not? I'm pretty sure they have. I remember
so.
When they used to be across the street, not from Culver's, but from, what was the previous restaurant that was over
Bonanza?
There? Oh, yeah, Bonanza. Then the Bonanza closed down and became a Culver. So we go back to Bonanza. That's how far we go back.
You are old.
They are across from Culver's now in Mandan. Walmart, exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo and Frontier, and online at highplainsapache.com. I'm going to pick one reason why I have come to believe that Apache sprayer is the best: simplicity. You know, things are so complicated these days, and that usually means there's more things to go wrong. But this is an every man's sprayer. There's no 72-chapter owner's manual. Simplicity is how these are built. That's what's front and center, front, top of mind. Mechanical drive, reduced hydraulic hoses, fittings, all that means less maintenance as well. It's simple. HighPlainsApache.com, or stop and see them. They love it. All right. 10 before the hour. So I have 1 million texts, Todd. How many do you have? Maybe I'm just a couple shy of a million.
Told you a billion times not to exaggerate, by the way.
Yeah, but how many do you have?
I put them all up on the board, so.
Yeah, and I've not been following those, but I wasn't looking, and we had a lot going on, so I apologize. But I think it's fair to say Tom Campbell has stepped into it with his comments about Donald Trump, based on what North Dakotans think, because the phones blew up on this. The text blew up.
Agreed.
Let's see what. Oh my gosh, Jesse on the road. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess I'm one of them people that he just kind of burned a bridge with. I liked a lot of what Tom had to say when he was running for governor and running for office in our state. But, you know, the Republican Party has played nice for way too long and just tried to get along and do like Tom was saying. The reason Donald Trump got in is he kind of must have took a line from Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. Be nice until it's time to not be nice. And it's time to not be nice. We're sick and tired of all the new Green Deal type of shenanigans that's coming from the far left. I understand that's from the far left, but that party's allowing that to happen. Why are they allowing that crazy gal to just run rampant? I wish Trump would get even harder on him than he is. And if he stays that way, I think it's going to get him reelected. So. Thanks for the show, Scott.
Jesse, thank you for sharing that. I think you've summarized basically all the texts that I've got and probably the calls that I haven't gotten to here. This texter says, Campbell, or it's email, I guess, and we love those, KFYR@iHeartMedia.com. Keep them coming. Campbell makes no sense. Trump is the outsider. Both sides resist him. What doesn't Campbell understand about this? And hundreds more like that. Again, let's see here. What did this fellow says? Ask Tom what he's willing to compromise on to come together with the Democrats. Which guns is he going to turn in to make them happy for 2 minutes? Here's somebody else on the other side saying, name one Republican who worked with Obama. You can't. They were going to make him a one-term president. They wouldn't give him a vote on the Supreme Court justice. Now you want to unite? You can't make this stuff up, folks. Somebody from the other perspective, which, by the way, I appreciate, even if I don't agree with. The reason I held Tom on for the second segment was to, you know, explain. I've had this conversation with top Republicans before. And they don't get Trump. They think that you're just nice. Now, I prefer nice. I wish Donald Trump could accomplish everything he wants while being nice, while being a gentleman, which, by the way, he is in private. I've had the good fortune of meeting the man 3 times. And the middle time was in Bismarck when he came out for the North Dakota Petroleum Council event, and my daughter, our youngest daughter, was along, and he spent more time with her than he did me, called her Sweet Pea, was a gentleman. I happened to be in the room where he was doing grip and grin photos with tons of people. How kind he is to everybody that comes through. Donald Trump's on the stage. And his public persona is part of telling people, you're going to get a battle if you mess with me. That's part of the art of the deal. And if he's accomplishing what we want to do that, I think America's worth him not being so nice once in a while. That's my take. But we'll have Tom back talk about it. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow with Senator Kevin Cramer. I want to know what he thinks. I'll actually even play what Tom said for Kevin and give him a chance to say what he's, so you can get more of a chance to get in too with Kevin and let him know what you think, because this debate consumes Washington without question. Also tomorrow on the program, President Mark Kennedy, the University of North Dakota president, is going to join us for a good chunk of the program. We'll do an hour talk radio town hall and most of the first hour with President Kennedy. I am consumed with the idea that higher education needs to do a better job of providing the workforce that North Dakota companies need. And I want to talk about that in detail. I'll also give him a chance to deal with some of the things that have been in the news about his hiring decisions and promotion decisions and whatnot as well. So we'll do that tomorrow. And I encourage, if you have any comments on that, please call. I also want to say a word about Daryl Schrader. General Daryl Schrader died Sunday, 88 years of age. I could have swore the guy was 40. I had no idea he was 88. I really didn't, because he just was a bundle of energy, a very smart man, a wonderful public servant, happy hooligan commander, Fargo Air Show organizer, great man. We're going to miss him. The good Lord's won a good one. What's a loss for us of Daryl Schrader? God bless you, folks.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.